Land values are soaring in parts of Burma, even in ethnic states where fighting has left thousands homeless. The government hopes foreign investment lifts the fortunes of millions, but many feel they are already being left out of the profits. Few people have legal land deeds, and the former military-backed government confiscated huge tracts of land years ago. For many people, the sale of property they are living on will not mean a big payday.
The state is the sole ownership of all land in our country. It is constitutionally provided provision that as far as land issues is concerned.
Veteran democracy fighter Aung Thu trains fellow lawyers and activists to help people fight for compensation. It is an uphill battle.
Our training usually aim to provide education to the important activists and some lawyers and law graduates so that they have more awareness on the constitution, so that they may be able to become trainers to provide multiplying trainings to grassroots people.
Recent land reforms now allow farmers and landowners to be given compensation, even if the state still holds the deed. But as land disputes erupt across Burma, some worry the problem could grow, along with foreign investments. Paul Donowitz is with Earth Rights International, a group monitoring land issues in Burma.
When farmers who are using land to sustain themselves and their communities are being forced to sell their land, where they don't want to move, there is not other available land, but the government or a company is basically forcing them off their land. It's forced compensation, and they're basically being told in a number of different instances, it's either you take it or leave it. Either take this amount of compensation or we're going to take your land.
But Aung Thu hopes his students find a third option, to press their case in the courts or through public opinion. He says the ultimate goal is to change the constitution.
If the government has a sincere objective to bring development for the entire people, they must try to amend the not only constitution, but also other relevant organic laws, so that the people shall enjoy the right to own the land and the right to manage the land.
In the meantime, Aung Thu's classrooms will be a place where citizens learn about the current laws so they can become more successful at pressing authorities to change them. Reporting from Kachin State for VOA News.